Easter, Week 6, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Come, Spirit blessed, with God the Son, and God the Father ever one, shed forth your grace within our breast, and live in us, a ready guest. By every power, by heart and tongue, by act and deed, your praise be sung. Inflame with perfect love each sense that other souls may kindle thence. Hear me, Lord, and come to rescue me. Psalm 30. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me, and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. You who have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress have not handed me over to the enemy, but set my feet at large. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hear me, Lord, and come to rescue me. Lord, let your face shine on your servant. Psalm 30 continued. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. In the face of all my foes I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbours, and of fear to my friends. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man forgotten, like a thing thrown away. I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me, as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, let your face shine on your servant. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love. Psalm 30 concluded. How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm, yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong, let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love. A reading from the first letter of John, chapter 2. I am writing this, my children, to stop you sinning. But if anyone should sin, we have our advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, who is just. He is the sacrifice that takes our sins away, and not only ours, but the whole world's. We can be sure that we know God only by keeping his commandments. Anyone who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, refusing to admit the truth. But when anyone does obey what he has said, God's love comes to perfection in him. We can be sure that we are in God only when the one who claims to be living in him is living the same kind of life as Christ lived. My dear people, this is not a new commandment that I am writing to tell you, but an old commandment that you were given from the beginning, the original commandment which was the message brought to you. Yet in another way, what I am writing to you, and what is being carried out in your lives as it was in his, is a new commandment, because the night is over, and the real light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the dark. But anyone who loves his brother is living in the light and need not be afraid of stumbling. Unlike the man who hates his brother and is in the darkness, not knowing where he is going because it is too dark to see. Responsory from John 13. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Anyone who loves his brother lives in the light. Alleluia. We can be sure that we know God only by keeping his commandments. Anyone who loves his brother lives in the light. Alleluia. A reading from the treatise of Didymus of Alexandria on the Trinity. The Holy Spirit makes us new in baptism. Being God, the Holy Spirit, together with the Father and the Son, makes us new in baptism. He leads us back from ugliness to our former beauty, and fills us with his grace, so that we no longer have the capacity for things which are not worthy of love. He frees us from sin and death, and from being earthly, made of dust and ashes, he makes us spiritual, sharers in the divine glory, sons and heirs of our God and Father, formed according to the image of the Son, his fellow heirs and his brothers, who will reign with him and share his glory. Instead of earth, he gives us heaven, and in his liberality he grants us paradise. He gives us already greater honour than the angels, and in the divine waters of the font he quenches the fierce and unquenchable flame of hell. Men are twice conceived, first of the body, secondly of the divine spirit. The sacred writers have treated of this subject fully. I shall recall their names and outline the teaching of each. John. He says, To all who received him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He is saying that all those who have believed in Christ have received power to become children of God, that is, of the Holy Spirit, to gain kinship with God. To teach us that God begets us in the Holy Spirit, St. John added these words of Christ: "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." In a visible way, the font gives birth to our physical bodies through the ministry of the priests. And in a spiritual way, through the ministry of angels, the Spirit of God, who is not visible to any mind, baptizes our souls as well as our bodies into union with himself and gives them new birth. When the Baptist said, "He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire," he was speaking literally, but also in accordance with the words of water and the Spirit. Man's earthenware vessel needs first to be cleansed in water, then to be thoroughly hardened in the spiritual fire. God is a devouring fire. And finally, to be prepared and renewed by the Holy Spirit. For the fire of the Spirit is able also to wash him, and the water is able to fire him again in the furnace. Responsory from Isaiah 44. I will pour out water on the thirsty soul, streams on dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit on your descendants, and they shall grow like poplars by running streams. Alleluia. The water that I shall give them will turn into a spring welling up to eternal life, and they shall grow like poplars by running streams. Alleluia. Let us pray. God of mercy, let the mystery we celebrate at Eastertide bear fruit for us in every season.
We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.